fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I'm going to finish up today the reflection I've been doing all week on trusting in God and walking the way of wisdom, as the Proverbs talk about it. I want to talk a little bit more today, as I touched on yesterday, on the fear of the Lord and the role that that plays in kind of grounding us and clarifying and giving us a clear vision about how to live in difficult times and really how to walk out our life in Christ. And so the theme passage, which I repeated each day this week, is from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes, which is really the temptation of our time, I think. People, in some ways, humanity is being seduced into believing its only hope is living on its own wits and not relying on God, not trusting in anything other than myself and my own light, which is really foolish for a limited creature. It's a very thin reed, and there's not stability, strength, clarity, purpose. It's not going to lead to peace, love, joy, peace, patience, understanding, and ultimately rest in the Lord. Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. What kind of yoke are we carrying in life? Are we dominated by a heavy burden each day that we can't seem to give over to God? Are we trusting in him? And I think the line that jumps out at me most often is, in all your ways acknowledge him. It's a very good response to the exhortation, do not rely on your own understanding. So one of the ways I know that I'm not just relying on my own understanding is, in all my ways, I'm acknowledging him. Are you waking up in the morning giving thanks? Is Jesus the reason you're waking up in the morning and taking on the day? Knowing who you are in Christ. I mean, our jobs, which are wonderful to have, it's great for us to be committed to excellence and have a certain passion about what we do. That's wonderful. But that's going to pass. We give it our best right now, every day, but that's going to pass. There's something deeper in you. You're made in part to do this work, but you're made for so much more. You're made for a greatness. You're made for a glorious destiny. You're made to stand in the presence of God and wear the crown of the son and daughter of God. Are you aware of that? Do you begin your day acknowledging, Lord, I belong to you? Lord, thank you for this day. Do you invite Jesus into your day? Do you take time to pray? Do you read the scripture? Do you go to Mass whenever you can? Are you frequenting the sacraments? Meeting Jesus there and receiving the grace and the portion that he has for you there? Do you fast on occasion? Do you give alms to the poor? Do you tithe your money? What are you doing with your talent, your treasure? Are you helping out your local parish? Are you making a contribution to building up of the church with the talents and the gifts and the charisms that God has given you? You pray before meals. Do you keep holy the Lord's Day? Do you tell the truth? Do you seek to reconcile? Do you extend forgiveness freely? Do you acknowledge your wrongdoing to others? And do you seek to reconcile and to bring unity where there's division? Are you trusting the Lord that when you do these things, he's there, he's going to lead you, and he's going to give you strength? Those are ways we can acknowledge him. Love those that he puts right in front of us each day. Treat everybody the way we'd want to be treated. Treat them with dignity. Elevate our game. You know, our culture is devolving, you know, into one big, long reality show. And the behavior and the way human beings talk to each other and treat each other, the coarsening of society, it's kind of toxic. It's not Christian. That's not the heart of Jesus. Am I elevating the game? Am I refusing to gossip and get caught into all that? Am I living chaste? Am I offering Jesus my sexuality? Am I acknowledging God in this area of my life by living in accord with how he made me? Or am I deciding I'm the master of this area of my life. This is the battleground, friends, the whole sexual revolution. It's the continuing unfolding of a lie that's leading human beings deeper and deeper into slavery all the time. That's why it's so confused. That's why there's so much bondage. That's why there's so much pornography. That's why we're blowing up the family. This is all spiritual struggle, friend. And it comes from foolishness, failing to acknowledge God in this area of our life. We've decided to cut God off from this area because we want to have fun. We want to secure the pleasure. We want to have things our way. And it's profoundly sad to see how many Catholics, I mean, almost all the polls, how many Catholics believe and live just like the world, people who call themselves Catholic. Now, people who are really trusting in the Lord with all their heart, abandoning themselves to Christ, and are committed to not living into their own understanding, living as radically as they can as disciples, as Catholics, walking out their faith, they're not living that way. And I'm not saying that because they're superhuman or perfect. They're doing it because they're surrendered to God. And the divorce rate and the addiction to porn or adultery and premarital sex and homosexuality, all these different things that people are basically saying, you know what? It's either not that bad, it's not that big of a deal, or I just simply disagree with revelation. I disagree with God's word. I disagree with the teaching of the church. I think it's wrong, and I'm going to go my own way on this. And I'm going to claim it's God's will and purpose. That's not acknowledging God in all our ways. And what it's missing, and what our culture is missing more than anything, I believe, I've been thinking about this and off and on a lot over the last number of years, because it's not very present in the culture, and it's not very clearly taught anymore and acknowledged by the church, and that's the fear of the Lord, a virtue, right? A spiritual gift, the fear of the Lord. Scripture is very clear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Why are we lacking so much wisdom about the pathway to human fulfillment? Because we don't fear God. When the culture turns its back on God and rejects God, as I said yesterday, quoting St. Francis, who just is so bold and so clear, as he wrote a letter to the... We have one letter that he wrote in the 13th century to the people of his time, to the faithful, to the baptized. And he talked about how easy it is to be enslaved by the broader culture. And he said to be led into mortal sin. And he said, when we don't obey God's commands, his order, his purpose, he just echoes Deuteronomy, he echoes the prophets, he echoes the teaching of Jesus and the apostles. He says, we put ourselves under a curse, refusing to acknowledge God. Refusing to rely on God's understanding and leaning on our own understanding. That's an expression of the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's acknowledging in our whole being the majesty and the greatness and the power of God. It's not just, it's awe of God, but it's deeper than that. The fear of God is recognizing deep down, you don't want to mock God. You don't want to cross God. You don't want to say yes to sin. You don't want to do something that literally could destroy you forever. And here's the warning of St. Francis. He said, and woe to those who die in mortal sin. And he's very descriptive of what happens. And he's right, again, writing a letter to lay people. He said, don't forget, death will come to your door. When, where, and how? He said, we don't know, but it's going to come. And he said, if man dies in mortal sin without penance, without repenting, without the sacrament of reconciliation, when you can repent now, and we do not, he said, the devil snatches the soul out of the body at death when we die in mortal sin, because we separate ourselves from God and the life of God in that decision. And he said, this is the great saint. When he can repent and doesn't, and he dies in mortal sin, he said, the devil snatches his soul out of his body with such anguish and distress that no one can know how to save him when this happens. All the riches, the power, the knowledge, the wisdom which they thought they had in this world will be taken away from them, he said. That's Luke chapter 8, the Gospel of Mark 4. He said the worms feast on the body. And so people have lost body and soul in this short life and end up in hell, where they shall be tormented without end. This is a compassionate letter. He was moved. He wanted the letter to get to as many people as he could. The same saint that everybody seems to love. Listen to what he's saying to us. He's not just here affirming and confirming every lifestyle choice we make. He's just like Jesus. He's just like the apostles. He's just like all the other saints. They tell it like it is. They tell the truth. And he tells the truth because there's no love without the truth. It's so vivid. It's so clear. It's the same thing that he wrote to the rulers of the people, all the people in government, all the people who are exercising authority, civil authority. He said, I implore you. He said, do not turn away from the commands of God because of the pressures that are on you. He said, I implore you, therefore, with all respect that I can, by reason of the cares and worries of this world, don't forget the Lord and turn away from his commandments. All those who do forget him and turn away from his commands are accursed, and they will be forgotten by him. And when the day of death comes, all that they thought they possessed shall be taken away. And the wise and the more powerful they are in this world, so much greater will be the torments that they endure in hell. And St. Francis just quotes Scripture. Here's a man who was shot through with the healthy fear of the Lord. We're not talking about a slavish fear of thinking there's an angry God stomping around in heaven who just can't wait to throw thunderbolts at you. That's not the fear of the Lord. That's a slavish fear. That's not the filial fear of a child of God. The fear of God is perfected by charity, by love, by the theological virtue of love. We know God loves us, but we also know who God is. And St. Francis is warning us. He's saying, this is the truth. If we mess around with ignoring God's commandments and rely on our own understanding and not trust completely in God and his understanding, we will fall into sin, mortal sin, which is the one thing we don't want to do because it's the one thing that will separate us from the holy God. And it will lead to our ultimate eternal destruction. That's the letter of one of history's most endearing people, loving people, Francis of Assisi. He's got the love of Jesus in his heart. That's why he speaks the truth. Because he wants us to be free. He echoes what Jesus is saying. You don't think he was tempted at times not to believe this stuff? But he did not rely on his own understanding. He trusted in the ways of the Lord. He lived it and he taught it from others. And his mind got clear. And the fear of the Lord gave him wisdom to understand what was really at stake. And not to mess around with it. Not to play with fire because you're going to get burned. We're going to get burned if we do it. We have to help each other because we're all weak. I'm weak. You're weak, friends. But God wants to give us strength. And the only way to live in that strength or to have the strength is to go radically for God. Is to radically lean into him and to trust him and obey him. Friends, open your heart. Receive it. Live in it. Walk in it. It's your destiny. It will lead you to eternal life. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Use Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.